Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Phelps. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Phelps. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill bunts towards the mound. Phelps fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phelps fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phelps fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel strikes out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Galatzer for the double play. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shea is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. Phelps strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-1 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee bunts towards the mound. Phelps settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brenzel moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Shea and he is out, Pete applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Shea and he is out, Pete applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 2 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to third. Galatzer moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Shea reaches second base with a double. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Berger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to third. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 3 in the game. Peete hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale bunts towards the mound. Phelps fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knickerbocker is walked intentionally. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Bill Brenzel. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Phillips now catching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Bonura scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Washington trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Appling moves to second. One out. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-4 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Galatzer moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galatzer scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.